2. Scientists reveal nanotechnology breakthrough on cell DNA.
Researchers at Ohio State University have saved a mouse's wounded leg by transforming damaged cells into healthy ones in order to increase blood flow. The breakthrough marks a potentially major advance in the field of cell reprogramming, a technique that uses nanotechnology to inject new DNA into cells. Once injected, the cells transform into an entirely different cell type. The experiment by James Lee and his team at Ohio State University produced some very positive results. The team began by placing a silicon chip on top of a mouse's wounded leg. They then ran a small electrical current through the chip, transferring DNA fragments to the damaged cells on the surface. Just 3 weeks later, the leg was totally healed. The experiment results were, in fact, far better than the team had expected. When Lee examined deeper tissue, he found that it had also received the DNA fragments needed to increase blood flow. According to Lee, within 24 hours after the transfection, we actually observed the propagation of the biological functions deep within the skin. We were very surprised that it actually works for the tissue. The team was so surprised that it still doesn't quite understand the science behind the better-than-expected DNA transfer. They hope that future tests will help them clear up the mystery. Human trials for this cell reprogramming technique are on the horizon, but Masato Nakafuku, a researcher at the University of Cincinnati, warns against the medical community getting too excited over the prospects for this new technology. According to Nakafuku, it's not clear that nanotechnology DNA transfer will work on animals as large as humans, since the treatment would have to reprogram cells much deeper in the tissue in order to be effective. Nakafuku's warning has mostly fallen on deaf ears, as there is growing excitement about cell reprogramming for a wide variety of new treatments. Some medical researchers believe that the technique could one day be used to transform the damaged cells of a Parkinson's patient into healthy cells, thus reversing and possibly even curing degenerative diseases. Others believe the technology could be used to repair damaged organs and nerves, resulting in new ways to treat chronic pain. Still, others hold that cell reprogramming could be used to reverse the process of aging itself.